right, I'm finally getting into position. Yeah, you know, for an event like this, I'm actually surprised to see that the security detail was so late. I mean, considering who all is going to be at this event, you would have thought they'd at least try just a little harder to make sure that no one would try to take him out. I mean, come on now. These rent-a-cops over here and barely any cameras at least pick up any activity on the street, but oh well, their loss is our gain, I suppose. Of course you would ask how I plan on taking them out. Well, my good old trusty sniper rifle always never lets me down. Yes, of course I'm going to use it. I mean, come on now. You guys picked out this wonderful dress for me in heels. Why the hell would I go in there and actually just stab him? No, it's far too messy. And can you imagine trying to run away in heels? No, we're just not doing that today. Knowing my luck, I would trip and fall, and it would just end badly for everyone. But, oh, hold on. I see a movement. Alright, I'm lining up my shot. You know the drill. Prepare to kill the lights on my count. 3, 2. Oh, are you fucking kidding me right now? Alright, Command, stand down. You'll never believe who just walked their happy little ass into the building. Yes, you know who. It appears we weren't the only ones given this contract, yet again. Yeah, I'm putting a hard stop to this one. I'm getting out of here before they realize I'm even here. Yes, of course. I'll definitely meet you at the rendezvous point. That won't be a problem. Alright, I'm packing my gear up and I'm getting out of here. Well. If it isn't trouble walking on two legs. You know, I almost feel like you must be stalking me at this point. I mean, every business trip I seem to be on, you just seem to magically saunter your way into my path. Coincidence? Not in my line of work. So, I guess while we've seemed to, quote-unquote, bumped into each other, I have a little bit of time for us to catch up. So, how's the new boss treating you? Yeah, you know, with the whole, you know, skull thing, that must be taking some getting used to. I mean, it's one thing if it's just a mask, but literally it's just his skull, and it's, of all colors, red? Really? But, I mean, you do you. I guess that's his thing there. And, did they finally give you a new name? Finally? I mean, considering what you're called around in all the different circuits, I mean, with the whole winter thing, I mean, we could definitely think of something better for you. Of course, I have to give you shit about this whole winter soldier thing. I mean, come on. There are definitely better names than that, my dear. But really, though, I have to ask, how on earth do you keep finding me? Look, really, that's the excuse you want to go with. I mean, you may be Mr. Charismatic and able to talk your way out of just about anything, but you really need to work up on coming up with better, well, stories if you're just going with luck. Of course you would. Why am I not surprised? Why would I expect anything less of you? That you would legitimately put a tracer in some of my things so that whenever I go anywhere knowing exactly what I take with me, you would be able to find me. Of all things that you could have possibly done, Was I really that good? I mean, come on now. None of the girls over at Hydra are really doing it for you, are they? I mean, or is it this whole, you know, we're on opposite sides, but, you know, we have this amazing chemistry and it's like, fuck our employers. Not literally, but you know what I mean. Or does that whole premise just really, really turn you on? Hey now, I only called you that in the moment, dear. So don't you use that against me. Well, would you look at the time? As tempting as you are, and I mean, if it were any other night, I would absolutely love to have round two with you, but I do have business to attend to. I mean, the girl's gotta make her money somehow, doesn't she? Well, duty calls. Did you just trick me? You fucking asshole. Oh my god, my head. Is this like a new type of just something that you guys have come up with? Because this, I feel like I'm hungover as fuck. And why does this remind me of a really shitty interrogation scene? But instead of being handcuffed to a desk, I am handcuffed to a bed. Oh, you're gonna make me listen, huh? Look, I told you the last time, and I made myself very explicitly clear. There can be no us, as you like to seem to think. I mean, look. Can you imagine what would happen if either of our employers knew what we were doing? Let alone if they don't already know and they're just expecting us to kill each other. Because, you know, I wouldn't put him past your boss. Look, yes, I get it. I get that there's this insane attraction. We did all sorts of just shenaniganry and I enjoyed myself the last time. Look, trust me, I get it, but yes, I'm attracted to you. I can tell you that without even blinking, without even a doubt in my mind. I can tell you that. Oh my god, please, no, no. Don't you dare get all cheesy on me. No, none of that. What you want to do what now? I didn't even think it was possible for you to quote unquote quit Hydra. I don't think that's an option. But you know, it actually might just call me crazy. I mean, considering the amount of things you've done to try to at least get back in the same room with me, I mean, I kind of consider it endearing. I think it's kind of cute. But let's just be honest for a minute here. I don't know how long we'll be able to sneak around and try to keep this under wraps, but I mean, I guess if this is your way of asking a girl out, you know, following her on missions, drinking her, handcuffing her to a bed, I mean, I know you're into some kinky things, I mean, with the whole arm thing, and I know we did the choking last time, but I suppose we could give it a try. I mean,
It would be us that we would just end up in this type of situation, wouldn't it be? Well, how about this? And you know I love issuing you little challenges just to get you worked up. Why don't you show me just how bad you supposedly want me to be yours? Since you're so gung-ho and determined every time we were together the last time to make sure that I was a good little girl for you. I mean, I gave you a lot of sass and I was pretty bratty, but I was mostly good, wasn't I? Well, I guess considering the fact that I am at your mercy, what will you do to me first? You always did love when I sucked on your cock, didn't you? I would just run my tongue from the base all the way up. Just flicking my tongue against the head. Just like that. And you know, a girl has to get resourceful, especially if I can't use my hands and you're essentially just thrusting your cock against my lips. Why'd you pull away? You know, there's something so lovely about hearing someone say how they're gonna fuck my pretty little mouth. Well then, I hope that you're a man of your word, because my mouth is more than ready. Oh, you really weren't holding back, were you? Well, I did mean it when I said that I'd love to suck on you. I mean, why would a girl lie about that now? Well, then, if you don't like my sass, then you can always just... Okay, I get it. Lesson learned. Do not be sassy when there's a cock right near my mouth. But I do have to admit, it's still lovely. What do you have in store for me next? You know, I should have been a bit more worried. Especially when you have a giant, just briefcase in the corner. Well, I suppose the question is, what's in the box? Ooh, and I get to be blindfolded for this part? Alright, well, I'll just have to trust you now, won't I? Oh my gosh. You are such a terrible, terrible, terrible tease. Oh my. Yes, I already know. I'm so fucking wet. I know. Mm-hmm. And you're only making it worse, especially as you're just pushing just the head in and pulling out. Oh, you're so mean. So I have to ask nicely now, do I? And I have to call you sir. Well, I suppose you've had proper motivation, but please, sir, will you fuck me? Not good enough. Please, sir, won't you fuck my dirty little cunt? Better? Pretty, 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 please. Yes, I'll be your good girl, I promise. Pretty, please, will you fuck me, please? Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, my. Yes, I know I'm tight, but you're also very, very thick and very big, and you just stretch me so well. Oh, fuck. I didn't know any better. I'd say somebody misses me. Or am I wrong? Oh, you're so mean. You're just slamming your cock into me and teasing my ass at the same time. Oh, that's so mean, that's so mean. Oh, what was that? You want to make sure that all of my holes are filled that you can? Why am I not surprised? Fuck, especially as you're... fingers fuck my ass and your big thick cock just works its way in and out of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes, it feels good. It feels really, really fucking good. Oh, my God. No, I wasn't expecting you to... I was not expecting you to slide a plug back there. Fuck. Oh, please fuck me harder. Oh my God. Please fuck me harder. Just mark every... inch of me is yours, please, pretty, please, fuck. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, please. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. I'm getting closer, too, please. Oh. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh, yes sir, please, please fill up my pretty little pussy, please, give me every single last drop of your cum, pretty, please, 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 oh my God, fill me with so much cum, it's just dripping out of me, oh pretty, please, 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 oh, yes, yes, Ah! What was that for? Fine, I won't make any more jokes about your official name.
And cut! Excellent job, guys. Wonderful job on set today. Absolutely wonderful. I could not have gone any better. Amazing job today, guys. We're definitely gonna blow those other Marvel porn parodies out of the water. Good job, guys. I mean, if you guys wanna keep going, yeah, sure. No, we're done with shooting, but you guys, like, you had a lot of fun. So I'm just gonna leave you guys be, okay? You guys have a good one.